As written, School Board Policy 1325 restricts the distribution of promotional materials to those that extend cultural, recreational, artistic, or educational opportunities to the community, but it excludes those materials that promote specific commercial interests or religious beliefs. At last month's meeting, the Sitka School Board moved to approve striking the phrase regarding religious beliefs from the policy. Board member Lon Garrison says he did have second thoughts about the original first reading.
Unfortunately, after we had taken the vote on the policy the last time, I kind of sat back and thought about it. I did have some heartburn about the distinction between church and state, or the religious implications there. And so I feel much more comfortable with this language. I think it's much more acceptable and fairly straightforward.
Board members agreed the original revision stirred some controversy in the community. As a result, the district legal counsel was asked to reword the policy entirely, so a second reading on the first revision never happened. The new rewritten policy states that materials distributed must extend educational, cultural, recreational, or artistic opportunities to the students that the superintendent or designee determines have educational value. But that new reworded policy didn't sit well with district staff member and parent Paul Hill.
Ours is an atheist family, and I always felt comforted in the fact that the board had a very clear policy written out protecting our minority sort of beliefs or non-beliefs. I would like to encourage the board not to completely remove the language that says way it's trying to go, just because, from the way I read it, it seems as though the board was completely backing out of the issue.
Board President Tom Conley stressed that the new policy language is meant as a protective measure against potential civil suit and or liability.
There's a collision of competing constitutional principles between the need to protect freedom of expression, including religious expression, versus the need for schools to avoid establishment of religion.
Sitka resident Lorraine Lill asked that student safety be a first priority in the event that religious groups were allowed to distribute the materials in question.
I do want insurance that students that have a different belief system will not be proselytized. I would like the children surveyed at least twice a year to make sure they are safe and not being bullied by religious organizations. And please maintain a safe atmosphere for all the children on campus.
In response, Conley stressed that the school district is a public institution and First Amendment rights are inherent when it comes to this policy.
We are, as a public institution, restricted from promoting any commercial interest or religious belief per se. What we can do is to treat everyone equally, and I think that, we do have summer camps that are run by our religious organizations. We have excursions, et cetera, and we certainly have no objection to that kind of advertising. But to advertise specifically for a religious or commercial function does not fit well with the responsibilities of the school as a public organization. We have to remain neutral.
And Galen Payne, the Alaska representative to the National Board of the American Civil Liberties Union, stresses that this is definitely a First Amendment issue.
The basic question is whether the school is operating some sort of forum that's generally available to all, and whether it treats all community services or events equally. And if the answer is yes, then it can remove the ban on publicizing religious events, and then depending upon the situation, and it may actually be required under the First Amendment's Freedom of Speech Clause. On the other hand, the more discretion that the school has to decline to publicize certain events, the trickier it gets, and the more likely it is that the Establishment Clause is implicated. The concern I have is that it appears that the superintendent has pretty much unfettered discretion whether or not to publicize or not certain events, and that could lead the school into some serious trouble.
The policy revision passed unanimously on first reading. A second reading will be on the agenda at the next board meeting just prior to the start of the 2009-2010 school year in late August. In Sitka, I'm Emily Schwing.